AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House Speaker's chair remains empty. Republicans remain divided over electing their leader.
A speaker has not been elected.
It was the eighth time House Clerk Cheryl Johnson read the same words this week. Kevin McCarthy continues facing about 20 GOP holdouts.
Donalds.
Many cast votes for Florida's Byron Donalds. Another Donald from Florida got one too.
Trump.
Andy Biggs is among those arguing the nation needs new leadership.
Maintaining status quo is not an option today.
But Brian Mast says McCarthy is not like his GOP predecessors, and if elected,
this Congress will be different and our country will be different.
With the House paralyzed, McCarthy's vowing to keep fighting, but publicly gaining no ground. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Public records show a man in Utah shot and killed his five children, his mother-in-law, and his wife, then killed himself 2 weeks after his wife filed for divorce. Doctors say Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin has made remarkable improvement. Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a game Monday night. Dr. Timothy Pritz at University of Cincinnati Medical Center credits the Bills' medical staff.
This went as well as something like this could go under very challenging circumstances. And they did a fantastic job, which is why we're here today.
The NFL says the game between the Bengals and the Bills will not be rescheduled. Court documents show the DNA of Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students, was found on a knife sheath recovered at the crime scene. And cell phone data shows he was in the area of the victim's home multiple times. President Vladimir Putin has ordered Russia's armed forces to hold a 36-hour ceasefire in Ukraine this weekend for the Russian Orthodox Christmas holiday. This is AP News. The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is not allowing any Russian products because of the war in Ukraine.
The Consumer Technology Association, the trade group that organizes the Las Vegas event, said the move has only impacted one potential exhibitor. No Russian exhibitors were present at last year's show, but four attended virtually in 2021. The U.S. is among 30 countries that have sanctioned Russia over the invasion. CEO Gary Shapiro said some Ukrainian tech companies and startups will display their gadgets at the Las Vegas show. Shapiro has previously called Russia's invasion a tragic and illegal assault on Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs pledged in her inaugural address to work with her political rivals as she ushers in a period of divided government. She also called on elected officials to reject conspiracy theories that were promoted by GOP candidates who lost their elections. Ed Donahue, AP News.